We are celebrating on this day of worship the ascension of our Lord. As far as the church calendar goes, that occurred a few days ago. But on this day of worship, we specifically and intentionally remember that Jesus, after 40 days of ministry, after His resurrection, ascended into heaven victoriously over death, over sin, into life, love, and joy forever. As we started preparing and setting a date for our senior recognition, I shared with those in leadership and worship, Lynn and Jennifer, how appropriate it was that we consider our seniors on the day that we remember the ascension of our Lord. Because it was at His ascension, as He prepared to leave His disciples, His friends, His family, and move forth, He left them with one final charge, one final message, words of life and faith. So let's consider today in worship, what is it that Jesus offered His friends, His disciples, that we can offer to our young people? And perhaps even if we're listening with fresh ears this morning, maybe that message will speak to all of us in our lives and ministry. Jesus begins here, as recorded by Luke, with these words that are stated in chapter 44, that these are my words, Jesus said, that I spoke to you while I was with you. In other words, it seems that Jesus is saying to His disciples, to His friends, to those who are going forth into life, He's saying, remember what you've been taught. Seniors, that's an important part of your journey. That as you go forth into life, into service, to work in the world, you remember the seeds of the faith that have been planted into your life, what you've been taught. How do we remember? Well, if you think about it from an academic point of view, and I know you're sick of academic stuff, right? You've had enough of it. Isn't that great? Wow, did y'all hear all these honors that this group had? I didn't have any honors, I don't think, when I graduated. I did graduate in the top 20 of my class. I shared that. I shared that with my young disciples in my study this morning. Now, there were only 21 of us that graduated, but I made the top 20. How about that? There may be some exaggeration there. But so if we consider this morning from an academic perspective of how we remember what we've learned, so often we're tested, aren't we, Stan? We have those things called final exams. Finals. Oh, Caleb's shaking his head already. They want to know what we've learned. They want to know if we can remember what we've been taught. That's what the finals are about. But perhaps the teachers aren't just testing us. Maybe it's their way also as educators to say, we want you to remember what was most important. Revisit those essential teachings in those subject matters. Don't forget what you've been taught. So how do we do that as people of faith? We remember the word that's been recorded for us. You received Bibles this morning, and those aren't just gifts. Those are ointments and balms for your journey of faith and life to remember the essentials of our faith, to study God's Word, and never forget how precious you are to Him. So lesson number one to our seniors and to all of us on our journey, as we go forth as disciples daily and weekly from worship, we remember what has been taught to us, just as Jesus proclaimed to His disciples, remember what I said to you. After that, Jesus moves in His ministry to His disciples, where it tells us here, He's not quoted so much as Luke tells us what happens next. Luke says in verse 45 that Jesus opened their minds to understand the Scriptures and all that He'd given to them. He didn't just leave them on their own strength. He said, I'm going to equip you from a power from above. God the Holy Spirit will strengthen you. God the Holy Spirit will help you. In the words that Luke records it here, God will open your minds to do what you can. Isn't that what we do every week in worship? Right before I began this sermon and before I read our scriptures, we bow in prayer. We call it a prayer for illumination, and what that is a surrender. It's a saying to God, open my mind. Open my ears and help me to hear. Give me a heart softened and receptive to receive your word. Because I can't do it alone. Friends, Jesus knew we couldn't do it alone. Isn't that in an academic setting too? Where we find ourselves at time when we have that tough algebra problem? I remember I was always pretty good in math until they started putting those letters in there. Boy, I didn't do good with those letters now. They didn't add up so well, you know? And when we find ourselves, whether it be an algebra problem or accounting or something to that nature, sometimes we invest in a tutor, right? Sometimes the tutor's mom and daddy until it gets too hard that they don't know the answers either. But the tutor helps us to understand, to do what we can't, to fill in the blank, to help in the words of our scripture, to open our mind. We're not alone on our journey. Seniors, as you move forth remembering the Word of God, studying His Word also, know that you're not alone. That the Holy Spirit goes with you. Like a tutor helps you in your academic journey, God the Holy Spirit helps you in your not only spiritual journey, but your grudge and challenges and the hardships of life. Jesus gives them another admonition here before His ascension. It says here in verse 49, that Jesus proclaims to His disciples, He says, I'm sending upon you what the Father's promised, the Holy Spirit that we talked about. And then after saying and promising the Holy Spirit, He makes an interesting comment to His friends. Did you hear it? Let me read it again in case you missed it. Jesus said this, stay here in the city until you've been clothed with that power from on high. You know, I heard an interesting story recently about an alligator. An alligator that got out and was in the wrong place. It had been living near a golf course and it walked across the street, got in a subdivision, and they didn't know what to do, the people who lived there. They didn't know how to get rid of the alligator. You know, they can be rather aggressive. Have you seen them in action when they get in that death roll, they call it, in the water? They don't want to be caught. I wouldn't want to try to be in the alligator catching business. I know a lot of y'all trying to decide what you're going to do for a living after graduating. I don't recommend alligator taming. So you know what the citizens, the residents of that neighborhood did? They did something real smart. Instead of trying to tackle that alligator themselves, they got someone who knew how to tackle alligators. And this person who moved alligators, you're not going to believe this. Guess what the first thing this person did? Anybody know? Anybody know about handling alligators? First thing he did, he approached the alligator and he covered his eyes. Did you know that alligators become very sedate if they can't see? Now, it's been said by some that alligators aren't real intelligent, but I must confess, sometimes I'm not as smart as an alligator. Sometimes I get in a hurry, unlike the alligator, and I take off and I start moving and I start heading places and I don't even know where I'm supposed to go. But the alligator, the trainer knew, doesn't move until it can see where it's going. Can we be as smart seniors, people of faith, as alligators? Can we receive the words of Jesus where he says, stay in the city, embody the spirit of the alligator, don't move until I've shown you where to go. You see, we get in such a hurry at times, don't we? It seems to be also an admonition from Jesus to do this too. Wait on the Lord. Receive direction for your life. Pray. Ask God the Holy Spirit to guide you. And have the willingness and patience like an alligator to wait until you can see. And finally, Jesus ends it. After his commission, Luke records it. What the disciples did, how they responded after they left Jesus, after they went into the world. Lessons for us, young folk. Lesson for us, older folks, of how we go forth after Jesus is not always readily there. It says here that after Jesus ascended, he went into heaven. That in verse 52, they, being the disciples, they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. They remained seniors, people of worship. See, those are words of life to me because I've got to be honest, when I left high school, in a lot of ways, I left God behind. I got so busy. I got so active. I had my own things that I wanted to do and have fun and enjoy life. And God didn't seem to be an important part of the picture. And I got to admit, it created a lot of heartache and pain in my life that I wish I could have avoided. Worship and God weren't at the center of my life after I left the constant focus of faith and family. So I encourage you, in the spirit of these disciples in our scripture today, to remain people of worship. Go to church is what I'm saying. Get fed in the faith throughout your college life. Go and give thanks and praise to the one who made us. Now, in some respect, you're probably receiving that and say, well, he's the preacher. That's what he's supposed to say. Go to church. That's what we're supposed to do as people of faith, right? That's what we're supposed to do as preachers. We're supposed to praise God, give him thanks because he's worthy. That's what us pastoral folks say. But friends, hear this message. I hope you never forget this, seniors. There's another reason we worship. Not just because God's worthy. It's central to our faith, but I believe one of the reasons that it is central to our faith is that small three-letter word that's hidden in our text here. Did you hear it? It says that as the disciples returned to Jerusalem in worship, they also returned in great joy. In worship, there's joy. In worship, in being active in the church, we find friends and people of faith our best life. We find joy. That's why I commission you as your pastor, as one who loves you and cares for you. All of us on our journey. I say, go to church. and worship as a child of God so that you'll know the fullness of joy of life in the Lord. It's a gift to you. Claim it. Cherish it as your own. And then finally, Jesus offers one final act. And I would say gift to His friends, to His disciples, to His seniors that are going out in the world. He offers them a blessing. Scripture tells us that as He was ascending into heaven, He raised His hands. He lifted His hands, the text tells us, and He blessed them. And while He was blessing them, He withdrew from them and was carried into heaven. Friends, I find that very emotional in my life. That the last gift our God gave to this world was a blessing. A blessing is a holy and divine gift. It's a petition that God will offer you His grace and love in a favorite way. That He'll pour His bounty upon you. So as we end worship this day, that is going to be my gift to you. The gift of Holy Scripture. The gift of God's grace and blessing. Will you receive it now, seniors and people of faith? God's blessing. That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God who is our Father, and the fellowship, the peace, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, they go with you now and forever. Amen.